Welcome to the NBA Show, episode number 560. I am your host, Norman Sanzo, and wow, it's been a while. It's been a long while. Oh, wow. So let's hop right into it because this is wow. So first up is Equestria Daily X My Little Pony Friendship Forever interview. Forever Friendship interview with hit writer Gretchen Mallory and series director Tehan Mustafa. So for context, it seems that the sixth generation of My Little Pony is coming next year on the YouTubes. The series is going to be called My Little Pony Forever Friendship, and it stars, you know what, let me see if there's any, like, I think this is one of the reveals. Let's go for this one first. My Little Pony Forever Friendship, full detail and press release. So long story short, it seems that the sixth generation of My Little Pony is coming out next year on the YouTubes with 9-minute shorts. Let's just round it up to 10 minutes per episode. We got no idea how it is. I think they did this before with G5, with their shorts and whatnot. So yeah, so that's going to be something. Oh no, camera. Yeah, I know that the camera there is disabled because, yeah, it's been a while. Like, things are messy around here. So anyway, where was I? Yeah. So anyway, as we see here on the page or on the picture, let me just enlarge this for you guys. It is starring our main four this time around. So we have Twilight Sparkle, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and also Fluttershy. I'm not 100% sure if this is going to be their final look or this is just promotional item drawing or whatnot. But this is going to be very fascinating with four instead of six or five. So let me break down what I know. Or let me just read the press release. So, blurb from Seth. So you can read it if you want to on the Equestria Daily website. But I'm just going to go into their press release. And I'm just going to go through, like, just read, what you call this, snippets and whatnot. You can read the whole article on Equestria Daily. So, a feeling first fantasy adventure, My Little Pony Forever Friendship follows Twilight Sparkle, Pinkie Pie, and Rainbow Dash as they embark on a new journey of friendship, magic, and self-discovery. Building on the legacy of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and featuring beloved characters from that era, this new digital series introduces a fresh creative vision while staying true to the themes that have defined My Little Pony for generations. Though true character-driven storytelling and heartfelt adventure, this bi-weekly 9-minute episode drops on YouTube. We'll explore individuality, belonging, and emotional growth as the pony navigates the everyday magic of friendship together, led by showrunner and head writer Gretchen Mallory and series director Tehan Mustafa. My Little Pony Forever Friendship introduced a new visual direction for My Little Pony, defined by illuminous colors, iridescent magic, and expressive design rooted in characters and emotion, developed in collaboration with Little Critters Workshop and featuring key artistic contribution from acclaimed illustrator Nicholas Coley. The animated series brings a rich imagined vision of Equestria to life, balancing playful charm with emotional depth while holding the warmth and heart fans have long associated with the beloved brand. Bringing the characters to life is a talented voice cast featuring Jenna Weir as Twilight, Ava Preston as Rainbow Dash, Kayla Sampson as Fluttershy, and Kaya Kanashiro as Pinkie Pie, delivering the warmth, energy, and authentic. Yeah, let's go for authentic. That defines the next chapter. For over 40 years, My Little Pony has remained one of Hasbro's most beloved and enduring franchise, connecting with generations of fans around the world through stories rooted in friendship, imagination, and creativity, said Kim Boyd, president of Global Licensing and Entertainment, Hasbro. With My Little Pony Forever Friendship, we are continuing the growth the brand through fresh storytelling, a visionary creative team, and new entertainment experiencing designed to inspire today's audience while staying true to the heart of what fans have always loved about My Little Pony. And I'm just going to stop here for a bit. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, yeah. So, long story short, there's the intro music for Forever Friendship on Spotify. Go click on the link because it's there and I heard it. It's nice. It's nice. It's pretty cool. It's no Friendship is Magic, but still. So anyway, let's see. Let's stay on this one for a bit. So my thoughts on this new generation is I find it rather confusing where they're reusing the original, sorry, not the original, but they're reusing G4 characters with name and looks. And I'm just wondering why do that? Why not get new cast? Okay, to place Devil's Advocate and whatnot, they did try and do that. They did a whole new crew with the G5 crew, which was Sunny, Izzy, Zip, and so on. Like, yeah, you can tell that I don't really watch G5. So yeah, so having the new crew come in, having the old crew come in as new characters, or possibly new characters, like, I am just wondering, where are they going to bring this? Because if they're just reusing characters and putting new personalities to them, that'll be interesting to see. But from what I can tell from, here's another one that I should talk about. My Little Pony Forever Friendship Meet the Cast. So Hasbro put up a video introducing the crew to us. Yeah, showing the voices behind, sorry, the face behind the voices. Like we have Jennifer Weir as Twilight, Ava Preston as Rainbow Dash, Kayla Sampson as Fluttershy, and Kaya Kanashiro as Pinkie Pie. So we have this new crew of voices. And from the YouTube video that is uploaded by Hasbro Incorporated, which is unlisted on their personal page, by the way, we see them do the voices, read the lines and whatnot. And you hear, for me personally, from what I saw in here, is that Rainbow Dash has a bit of her personality from G4, but tweak it a bit for this newer generation. So it's similar but different. Pinkie Pie here, from what I heard, she is hyper energetic, cheerful, and Kaya really put her own spin on Pinkie Pie. You can really tell that it's Pinkie Pie, but not our Andrea Lippmann Pinkie Pie. So that's pretty cool. For Fluttershy, I haven't heard that much, so I don't really know how Kayla is going to play her. But Fluttershy is shy and timid, so I think that's going to be one of the key characteristics for her. And Twilight is very interesting because our Tara Strong Twilight, she played her as this out of fish out of water character going to some town where she's new and trying to do her job, which is kind of represent Princess Celestia as, how would I put this? Represent Princess Celestia as a proxy for her attending the Summer Sun celebration, was it? I forgot, it's been a while. So yeah, so she has a lot to live up to. And meeting the characters or meeting the ponies, the town folks and whatnot, it puts her into a very strange situation where, oh, what am I doing? I got no idea. Fish out of water story. But Jenna, the way she plays Twilight, from what I heard from her reading, is like this version of Twilight has some OCD, has she has some kind of OCD where she has this system that she needs to do and whatnot, but at the same time too, she's trying her best to help because one of her lines says, oh, let me try and do some magic here, or let me cast a spell. I think she did say cast a spell. And that is kind of interesting where previously they never did say cast a spell. Like they just say, let me try and do my magic or something like that. Like I think, if I'm wrong, please correct me because it's been a while. So yeah, I am really fascinated to see where they go because casting spells, like you don't really hear that often because if you do play a lot of D&D and whatnot, like you hear that all the time there. So having them say cast a spell, like I'm envisioning them trying to integrate other brands or other IPs that Hasbro owns to ponies. So when they say cast a spell, probably they might have a crossover with D&D and My Little Pony where they can say where the normal creature is normal for them. So yeah, I'm just babbling right now. So anyway, the crew is pretty cool. The characters are cool. I just can't wait. This is going to be very fascinating. What was I talking about? Yeah, this is the Spotify page. Go click on the link to listen in. And yeah, this one, the director, oh yeah. So, I think Steph managed to get an interview, or they were invited to talk with the head writer and series director, Gretchen Mallory, and also Tehan Mustafa. So one of the few questions that Steph asked was, when you first joined this project, what excited you most about helping shape the next chapter of My Little Pony? Gretchen answered, firstly, getting to work on a brand, that means so much to me personally, is an absolute pinch me moment. It's such an unbelievable honor. And secondly, getting to explore the characters that have meant so much to all of us through a new lens has been the most rewarding creative endeavor of my career thus far. My Little Pony has always been a unique ability, has always had a unique ability to create genuine emotional connections, and that's something that has always been an incredibly inspiring to me. With MLP, Forever Friends, Tay and I had an opportunity to find ways to honor what fans have always loved about MLP while exploring new stories through new perspective. And as a storyteller, that felt incredibly exciting. We weren't looking to start from scratch. Instead, we wanted to celebrate what makes My Little Pony special and create something that would carry it forward for both longtime fans and new audience. That's fascinating. I find that very fascinating. So anyway, I'm just going to read a few. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You guys can read it yourself. So anyway, I'm just going to read number two, and that will be all. All right. Without giving too much away, what creative vision has guided this new series from the beginning? Gretchen answered. From the very beginning, we knew we wanted the series to be a story about the role that friendship plays in shaping our lives and how it can be such a catalyst in helping us discover who we are. Friendship has always been the heart of My Little Pony, but we were especially interested in diving deeper into how relationship evolves, how they change us, and how they can help us become the best versions of ourselves. At its heart, Forever Friendship is about identity, connections, and finding your place in the world, all wrapped in a feeling first fantasy adventure that is deeply character-driven. So, this series, I'm going to change cams for a bit. So, this series is really interesting. Like, they're really trying their best to put their best foot forward. They're not rocking the boat too hard, hence reusing the previous characters, the main four I would say right now, Twi, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, and Pinky. So reusing them is technically a smart idea, because here's the thing, let's be honest, G5 was not that, oh man, I really hate to be a Debbie Downer, but G5 was passable. Like, it was a B out of, I mean, how do I put this? It had a lot to live up to, especially given its predecessor, which was G4. And G4 had 9 seasons plus one movie plus a spin-off of awesome goodness and also a mixed bag of things. And G4 had given us a lot of things like Doctor Who, Derpy, DJ Pwn 3, Octavia, and so on. Like, those background characters are memorable and people remember them to this day. Like, even if you don't remember G5 and its cast and crew and background and whatnot, you do remember G4's character roster. Like, the main six is already staple, but those background characters, those tertiary characters like Rose, Lily, the Flower Sisters, the even the animation error, like the Cyclops pony from season one, where one of those ponies were trying to pull Rarity's card and whatnot. So yeah, we have a lot of background characters, even with sibling characters like the CMCs. They themselves are memorable, like Sweetie Belle, Apple Bloom, and Scootaloo. Like, you remember those characters. Like, I remember those characters. Like, they were awesome. Sorry, just having a drink. But yeah, where was I? So yeah, having the crew work on this with the characters that we're that they were using is pretty smart. Like, I enjoy the idea of them reusing characters and whatnot. Give me a second, folks. Yeah, sorry about that. So anyway, what was I saying? Yep. So having them reuse the main four is pretty fascinating. Like, I wonder where they're going to go from here on, because granted that you're reusing G4, or you're using characters from G4, so where are they going to go in the future with this? Because from what I can tell, it's going to be direct to YouTube in 9-minute shorts. Let's be generous and say 10. So each episode bi-weekly. So every week we're going to have two episodes per week. I think that's what bi-weekly means, right? So yeah. So I find it fascinating. Like, I'm trying to pinpoint stuff that's kind of negative and whatnot. Okay. So one of the few things that I can say is a downer is that we don't get Applejack and we don't get Rarity, because those mares are pretty awesome themselves. Those characters are pretty awesome, really awesome. And personally for me, I would love it if Michelle Kreber would play Applejack for this season, because, like, hey, new season, new voices, and she could do a good job. She's doing a great job now with her singing and whatnot. So let's see where that goes. So having the show bring in those two characters would kind of bring in the, what you call this, bring in the show full circle, having the old gang back together and whatnot. But the thing is, personally for me, I would like it if they don't bring AJ and Rarity back. I know it sounds bad when I say it that way, but here's my reasoning. You're starting something new, and you're reusing previous characters. But wouldn't it be very confusing if you're watching G4, suddenly you watch G6 and you got this bunch of new, sorry, not new, but old characters coming in doing stuff and their voices are different, and like, you, new audience at home who are watching G6 on the YouTubes, click because, well, you know, it's something that you heard that's awesome and fun, so you want to see what it is. You watch it and you kind of like it. And then suddenly, hey, there's more. Why are they different? Why do they look different from what I just saw? And you click on it. And then you see, why do they sound different? Why do they look different? I'm confused. What's going on? And if you're a fan or starting to become a fan, you do a bit of research and then you know, oh, okay, so what I watched was G4. And then the one I started out with G6. So, okay, I get it. So, yeah, if you do the research. But if you didn't even bother, then there's going to be some kind of confusion there where you'll be like, what's this? I don't like it. I'm confused. I don't even want to bother. So that's one of the bad sides. So for me personally, I want to see where they go. And personally for me, I would like to see another two new batch of characters. It could be wild if they just bring in G5 in here. So you can get Izzy Moonbow as the second Pegasus. And you can get Hitch as the second Earth Pony. It would be wild. Or you could have two new male characters. It doesn't have to be Hitch. You can just do two new original characters. But the way I'm looking at it is high chance is still going to be Rarity and Applejack. Yeah, I mean, technically, that's how playing it safe would go. But at the same time, too, I would love it if they drop Rarity and change it to Sunset Shimmer. That would be wild. That would be really wild just to get Sunset in and Rarity as the seventh pony. That would be interesting. Like, if you guys think about it, right? Them having Sunset in kind of makes her, I don't know, like, personally, I have a soft spot for her, so I'm biased on this one. So, yeah, having her there would be cool. But I don't know, in terms of what we're getting right now is just like, we know the main four here. And one of the few reasons I can personally, as cynical as it sounds, is that, all right, cynical take on this one is that the Chinese market in China, especially with trading cards from Caillou and whatnot, they're really promoting, or they're really getting into G4 characters. And the card game, the trading cards, the collectible cards, they're all G4. None of them are G5. They don't even want to touch G5. They did a bit, and I'm guessing they didn't sell that well because China didn't really latch on to G5. So now they're really just pushing G4. Anyway, you look, it's G4, G4, G4. And one of the few reasons why news didn't came out is just that it's a reputation of China stuff, China toys, China cards, and whatnot. And for me to just go on a weekly basis, say, hey guys, new China toys come out. Hey guys, new China card come out. This mall in China has ponies. Awesome. And I can't say much. Like, it's one of those things where I guess it's there. Yeah, so I can't say much about that. So anyway, getting back on track. So cynical me would say that the only reason why G6 is reusing G4 characters is just so that when the show hops onto the Chinese market, the Chinese audience will automatically say, hey, I know these characters. They're Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Twilight. I know them. They're cool. And they look the same. Their colors are the same. I haven't heard them talk, so I got no idea. But I still love them because I know G4. So yeah, it's as cynical as it sounds, that's the most logical thing. So besides that, playing it safe, yes. So one of the few things that made G4 popular was the fandom and how it created a booming, how do I put this? It created a boom for creativity and fandom for the show. So reusing reusing the same characters to G6 kind of capitalize on what we already know. So, main question is, where are we going to see the show go? Because from what we've been told, it's mostly about self-discovery and so on. So, how are we, or what are we going to get for the future for this show? Are we going to get some epic adventure where we're going to love the character even more? Or is this going to be another repeat of G5 short and whatnot? Because the G5 short was really, really disappointing, especially with their 3D and 2D release. Like, they're having two things going on at the same time and kind of confusing the heck out of people. So for this one, I do hope that they stick to a consistent style, which is probably 2D animation. I do hope that's going to be the case. And I do hope that the show, even though short, have heart with how G4 did it originally. Because, I don't know, G4 did it in 25 minutes short, like probably 30 minutes, give or take. Yeah. So it has a proper television show timing or restriction. For this one with 10 minutes, that's going to be short. Like, if you include the soundtrack, that's going to be a minute. Sorry, intro, outro, that's going to be a minute. So probably you get only 8 minutes of show. And if we're being generous, probably 9 minutes of show. So yeah, oh man. I don't know. Like, only few reasons why I enjoyed G4 was the subvert expectation for characters, the burst out songs and whatnot. Like, that was fun. I'm hoping we do get that with this newer generation. Like, we do get some subvert expectations with certain characters. Like, I from what I can tell, Twilight is one of those characters that might get a chuckle out of me. Pinkie Pie will be the same. I do hope that we get a new spin on her. Fluttershy was cool, and what made her enjoy her was the part where all scenes of her being shy and demure suddenly changed into this aggressive character later on, because she got mad and whatnot. I don't know. I enjoy that. So we'll see how. Rainbow Dash is still Rainbow Dash, so she's cool. So yeah, man, I've been babbling a lot for a while now, and yeah, I enjoy this. I really enjoy the show. Well, G4 at least. So now, for G6, I have high expectations. I really don't want to overhype myself, but me thinking the potential is there. Like, I can't wait. And for the showrunners, having 4 characters to begin with is smart. Because having 6 can be really overwhelming for a newer audience to grasp who is who and what is what. Like, and given the allotted time, because like what they're working with in time minute frames, generous 10 minutes, while the previous show, G4, had 30 minutes and probably give or take 25 minutes, not accounting for ads and whatnot. So yeah, so given that allocated time, G4 had a lot of time to work in character introduction and character motive and whatnot, while this G6 doesn't really have much time. So either you speed run the characters or you give them time but shorten the amount. I'm guessing the reason why two characters out, focusing on four is what they come up with. So I don't know, man. Like, I do hope the two slots will be filled soon, because I don't know. So now, the main question in everybody's mind is, where is this going to take place? Is it going to be in between 4 and 5, or is this going to be in its own alternate universe, some kind of Marvel thingy where the characters are just on their own doing their own stuff, like some kind of non-connected universe? Oh man, in all honesty, the way that it's looking and the way that it's going, to be safe, is better that it's its own world, like not connected to G4, not connected to G5. Like, it's not a reboot, but kind of its own universe where it's acknowledged that, yeah, we're reusing the characters, but this is their own thing. This is their own adventure. Whatever you know of G4, put that aside, because that's that universe's version. This is this universe's version. So come in with an open mind and enjoy the ride. So that's how I'm looking at it. So I'm very excited to see where it goes, because honestly speaking, if we're just going to say, oh, the characters are a continuation of the previous characters and whatnot, and then like you'll bring up more problems for yourself in the long run. Just saying that this is an alternate universe where instead we have, instead of 6, we have 4. And instead of, I can say that instead of having Twilight come in from Canterlot, this is Twilight and the gang living in Ponyville and so on. I mean, if you want to be different, you can just say that all of them are living in Canterlot. And Canterlot is not as grand as is it, sorry, not as grand as it is in G4. It could be a up and coming town building up to become a castle and whatnot. Like, you could do that, probably. And you could say that there's no Celestia and Luna, probably. I don't know. There's a lot of ideas that you can throw out there just to say this is its own thing. Or you could just use the same thing, because Celestia and Luna still works. Eden's Shining Armor, probably. I don't know. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. So anyway, I'm just going to wrap it up because I'm babbling and it's been a while. So, if you guys have any questions, concerns, or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at themistro@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitters. The show's Twitter account is @themistro, and my personal Twitter account is @armorsanzo. Also, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, YouTube. Don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date. Links are in the show notes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/themistro. With every support, you get a week's early access, review and discussion podcast, and exclusive and deleted content. Yeah, I know. It's been a while. I know. Just life gets in the way and whatnot. And sometimes there's not much news. I know there's a bunch. Okay, let me just state out the one that I remember and I'm excited for. Most obvious one was the Magic the Gathering / My Little Pony Secret Lair crossover. That one was pretty good. That was pretty exciting. You get a bunch of cards that are pretty cool. Art is amazing. Cards are okay with pretty good effects and whatnot. One of the most disappointing one was the basic land set. That was not worth the money. And my explanation for that is because basic lands are worth a penny. Like, you don't really need to buy the basic lens. Like, if you go to your local game store, they'll just give you for free. Like, yeah, sure, new player, have fun. And the secret lair, if I'm not mistaken, was $30 for non-foil and $40 for foiled. And you're not getting a full set, like probably 4 or 5 or maybe 10. 10 is very generous. But no, you're just getting one copy each. So 5 basic lands, like one each for each color of Magic the Gathering. Yeah, like even if you go buy foil full art, most expensive one that I saw without go breaking the bank was probably $2. So yeah, if you times 5, that would be $10. And if you include shipping, let's just say you include $20 for that. Yes, just go to your local game store, get it for free. The pony one, the pony art, yeah, I understand, it's awesome and whatnot, but not worth $30 to $40, man. But the other cards, yeah, they're cool. They're cool. If you play Magic, that's awesome. If not, and it's okay. Because, if I'm not mistaken, Caillou managed to create a card game that's pretty good, from what I heard. Unfortunately for me, there's nobody playing it, so yeah, I can't really cover pony card games because I will be in a sea of myself. Anyway, I've been Norman Sanzo. It's been nice catching up with you all. I hope I can do this on a regular basis, but if not, I'll see you the next time I see you then. Anyway, see ya!